All of the stakeholders involved in saving the Mono Basin sage grouse from extinction offered the same message at Tuesday's press conference on how the bird has avoided the need for federal protection.
This collaborative partnership is a model for effective long-term conservation.
You are all part of epic collaboration that's going to change the face of our landscapes for generations to come.
We have all worked together on it now, and through a lot of common sense, we got it done.
You just heard from Tony Wasley, director of the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, along with Sally Jewell, who heads the Department of Interior, followed by Brian Massini, a Northern Nevada rancher, all speaking in Reno. Back in 2013, there was a call to list the bi-state sage grouse as endangered, but because of collaborative efforts like conservation easements with ranchers, the bird's population has stabilized since then. Even though a listing isn't needed under the Endangered Species Act now, Sally Jewell says the law is a critical safety net.
It is why we still have the bald eagle, and why we still have the American alligator, and why we will still have the bi-state population of the greater sage grouse.
Tuesday's announcement comes mere months before the Department of Interior must decide whether the greater sage grouse, which lives in 11 western states, should be listed. Governor Brian Sandoval says he hopes there will be a similar outcome with that species.
Working together, I'm hopeful that we can preclude the need to list the greater sage grouse just as we have done with the bi-state.
The decision on that listing is required by late September and could impact many industries, including mining and agriculture. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.